Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet. We have Kielbasa in the house because it was Mustache's family reunion. He is sitting right to my right. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to go fetch it.
How was the reuniting
was good.
Of your family?
I called bingo numbers again. Won some Justin Bieber toothbrushes. So I'll use that for something.
Also in here, Robert Space Force.
How's it going?
Galactical, because you're
nice,
here now.
Nice.
To my left, the returning Mo, former champion. How's it going?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to be here.
It's good. Welcome here. And for the very first time, local comedian Mike Logan. Let's hear it.
You slay me.
Finally, somebody funny.
That's fair. I listen to the show. But yeah, we got Kielbasa, we got Justin Bieber toothbrushes, and apparently rosaries. It's like the most Polish episode ever.
Yeah, weren't they like blessed by the Pope or something? I don't know.
There's actually John Paul II on the wall right over there.
Yeah, so.
This is
my family's old home.
Ah, you just decided not to change any of the decorations.
Nothing. Pretty much, if you've been, Trebuchet can vouch, if you've been here in 2005, it's pretty much the exact same.
I just thought they were all load-bearing pictures. I thought the house was held up by them, so. So, speaking of reuniting, The Shield reunited on Monday Night Raw. Yes. Three claps for that, you guys. It was amazing. People like Roman Reigns again, and we can all move on with our lives.
That really... Yes. We can swear on this, right?
Yeah,
That really fucked me up, because, like, as to the listeners who don't know, I'm back into wrestling. Like,
yes.
I was gone for, like, over a decade.
What was the last thing you saw on wrestling?
The last thing I watched was... I watched Raw. I watched on YouTube. I couldn't watch it because I had my show or whatever.
Yeah.
But the last full thing I watched is I watched all of SummerSlam, this past SummerSlam.
Right. No, I mean before that.
Before that.
Took a long hiatus. Like, who was the champion that you remember?
The last thing I watched before this recent resurgence was I watched WrestleMania. What was the one that Taker lost to Roman Reigns? Was that 2 years ago? Last year.
That was 30?
No, 30.
30 was WrestleMania.
Brock.
The first
30 was Brock. He lost to Brock. I think it was 33.
Okay. Yeah. That was the last thing I watched. But then before that, it was like late Attitude Era, early...
Like Stone Cold,
like
Steve Austin.
Beginning of Peach, like very beginning of John Cena starting to rise up.
Gotcha.
That's when I stopped watching.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of fans, people my age, stopped watching it because it was so like over the top. And like Stone Cold Steve Austin was... beating his boss up and running people over with Zambonis and monster trucks. And then John Cena's being a good guy and telling people to, you know,
salute the troops.
Be nice to everybody.
It's like John Cena's the equivalent of a hack comedian. Like, let's salute the troops. Come on, guys.
Let's be nice to each other. And then, like,
he's
Stone Cold Steve Austin fans are flipping him off. Like, fuck you. Like, where's the beer-drinking Texan that was, like, raising hell over here?
He raised a lot of hell.
He did.
That he has still missed.
Well, he's doing stuff. He's living on his ranch.
He does like his own podcast.
Yeah,
he's on the Hurt Clips from it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
very no holds barred.
He can't do it.
Yes. But yeah, how did the Shield reunion fuck you up, Mike Logan? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
I had between talking to you guys and like just knowing the general goings on of wrestling, I had grown to hate Roman Reigns, despite not watching. I don't like Roman Reigns. The idea of him, I was like, I don't like this manufactured thing. Like, he's like the Spice Girls of like wrestling. Mm-hmm. They're just like shoving him in your face. And the crowd is like, we don't want this, but then Vince is like, you're gonna get it!
I was like,
oh, fuck this guy. And then I watched SummerSlam and I watched that match between him and Brock. I thought the match was decent. I was bummed that like Strowman didn't catch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The whole pay-per-view was great, and then it just kind of...
It was like like it was a real big like air out of the sails, but like it just went to black, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then going into Raw, I'm like, sweet, we're all hating Roman Reigns again because he fucked over the end of SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Out and you get the "you still suck" chance, and I'm like, all right, we still hate him. But then The Shield comes out, it's like, okay, he's good again.
You're like, oh, good job.
It's like an instant flip.
Yeah. Can we just talk about that SummerSlam match real quick? How, for some reason, Strowman being hit a couple times with a briefcase.
There was a chair.
Down.
But
in the Hell in a Cell match, he was hit with like everyone's finisher and slammed against a cage and pod and elimination chamber.
Yeah, but there was
and
a pod, chair shots from
and he
the,
still got up.
But it was also Brock Lesnar.
The Beast Incarnate.
Yeah,
with a little bit more mustard. He's going to the UFC. You know, he's taking
He might actually know how to fight,
Guy, you know what's entertaining? Just watching videos of Brock Lesnar getting his ass kicked in UFC.
Dude, when he's on his back, he flails like
he's awful. He's
like,
awful.
Like me, when I get hit in the face. I'm like, oh my God! Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I also, so I noticed too, did they use the same stage for every pay-per-view now?
Yeah.
For the most, depending on the size of the arena.
If
it's a big arena, they'll change it up.
If you have an outdoor NFL stadium, they'll make it look nice.
WrestleMania is different.
I just remember, like, from what I watched it, it was like
back in my day.
It was always like a unique stage and like cool kind of gimmicky stuff. Mm-hmm. And then also like they don't do pyro anymore. That's because
pyro
like,
was done
shit,
about a year ago. Yeah,
they'll do it at like WrestleMania. And stuff
I just
like
feel
that,
like
but.
I feel like they're making a lot of money right now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can't they afford to bring pyro back?
I mean, I don't really.
They definitely could.
It does kind of make me wonder if with the XFL coming back in and Vince, he's trying to save money and
he's cutting costs. Like I need to save
money. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Just a few firecrackers, I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, I also heard that NXT isn't currently making money either. Because they have the Performance Center.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that development guy.
Yeah,
like, it's an investment in your future.
Right,
in the future.
They spend a lot of money to develop superstars that might not make them any money. Right. And because of how a lot of them turn out when they bring them up, a lot of them don't make them anyway.
But isn't NXT like a better product though?
That according to wrestling purists, it is the better product. I'm currently in 2015.
He's watching all of them.
Actually, in April. I'm trying to catch up to these guys. We'll talk about where I'm at a little bit later on, but
actually by and large it is.
Is it?
They put on better.
That's what I hear from everybody.
If what the WWE, if they're telling us the truth that SummerSlam was the most watched SummerSlam of all time, I'm sure they're making money. They just sold Raw for a bunch of money back to the USA Network.
Yeah.
They just sold SmackDown to Fox, and they're going to be on network television.
They're going to make way more money on
Fox. They're going to get way more viewers, way more probably, you know, money coming in from advertisers and stuff like that, so they don't need to cut the pyro out, but they're like, well, people still watch it anyway, so
my first thought when Raw signed that new contract with USA Network was, I didn't know USA Network was still around.
Yeah, so only thing, you got that, you got the Chrisleys, and Miz and Mrs., everybody, my new favorite show.
Is that a good show?
Well, it's alright. If you like reality TV, you'll like it.
I've watched it. I've watched like one clip of it.
Okay. Which episode was it?
It was
a clip with it,
It was
implied
when Miz cooks for, what's her name? I can't remember.
Maurice.
When Miz cooks for her. It's like she goes to eat, but she feeds it to the dog.
Yeah.
He's like, I can see you in the window. Like, that was the most scripted shit I've
ever
seen. I've watched like three episodes of Kardashians. Like, that was so bad. I was like, I'm never going to watch this show.
I love it. I love how cheesy it is and making fun of it.
It's just like Total Bellas and Total Divas. It's scripted.
Yeah, it's like the Kardashians and all that. It's all scripted.
Well, you think the Miz had coming from the real world, was Hawaii? Was that what
it was? He was in the third season of it. I know that.
I don't remember which one.
I feel like it was Hawaii.
Let's look it up.
I think it was.
Yeah, go ahead. We get the research department on it.
Research on it. But I remember watching him, and I remember he invented the character of The Miz on that show.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Back to New York.
Yeah. New York, okay.
Yeah. It was I'm assuming the first one was in New York, and then that one was back to New York.
But you think he would like know how to be on reality television? Like,
yeah.
Well, he's got the experience. Everybody else on that show pretty much hasn't been on it, as far as I know. Like, maybe The Miz's dad has been on it before, but he was my favorite character so far. Because he's just genuinely
like a Midwestern
guy from the Midwest going out to L.A. He's all like, because they went to pick up a cake, and he's all like, they're going to charge me $300 for it. No, we'll go get it right now. And they did, obviously, in true reality fashion. The cake falls over.
Of course,
and like, is it okay? What do you think? And it's like, oh, well, Maurice isn't going to like this. Go to commercial. And
they come back as a new cake. Like, yeah, oh, we fixed it.
He got her the cake she wanted the whole time.
The cake she originally wanted, that was actually $1,000.
$1,000 for a fucking cake.
It was
a cake.
That was the business angle
the
whole time.
It was a cake for a baby shower. It was like a wedding cake. It was a baby shower cake.
here's my thing. I'm completely against the idea of paying $1,000 for a cake, but if I had $1,000 to spare on a cake, I would. Okay. Like, I'm sitting here right now being like me in this reality. I'm like, that's so much money. But if I was like the Miz rich, fuck, I'd buy a
movie star, WWE superstar, reality TV show. You can shell out a couple of dollars.
Now, what's the line between movie star and just an actor? Because I think the Miz isn't really a movie star.
I think he's just an actor.
That's not what I'm telling everybody.
Both of
the Marine 4 was okay.
Straight
to DVD.
Never seen it.
No, neither did I. I'm a huge Miz fan. I've never seen it.
I haven't seen a movie.
I will say, The Miz is probably my favorite part of watching WWE.
I love the Miz.
He's so entertaining, and he feels like he speaks to me in my old school wrestling mentality because he's like a straight villain.
Yep.
Like
yep.
he doesn't. He's the like the baby shit he did to Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Throwing the baby. Did you see him throw the baby? That was
like,
so.
I watched it. I was like, this is gold.
On the mic, he's hands down.
I think I mad respect. I like to hate him because he likes him a lot. It causes tension.
Well, it is what it is. He knows people want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, he knows
that is his job, and that he does it better than anybody else.
He plays his character perfectly.
Yeah.
That's exactly
people keep calling him soft. Punch Daniel Bryan right in the face. Guess his fist wasn't soft. That's all I'm saying.
Now, that was one. I remember the commentators at SummerSlam just kept saying "punch right in the face" during that match, like 10 times. They kept saying it.
Daniel Bryan,
the Miz just punched Daniel Bryan right in the face.
Yeah,
I think they're playing up on the concussion angle.
A little bit, but during their promos, Daniel Bryan just was like, I want to punch you in the face.
Right.
I want to punch you in the face. I'm like, you're not going to do it. But business kicks are better, I'm just saying.
So speaking of SummerSlam, there's a rumor going around that originally Samoa Joe was supposed to win the match against AJ.
That for the WWE Championship?
Like. Yep.
Really? Does it say why they changed it? He's researching it. Okay.
Do they have it that way because SmackDown doesn't have a fucking bad guy? I mean, besides like a bad guy champion?
Yeah, AJ's pretty much just shutting up and putting up because Brock's not on Raw, so he's just our wrestling champion on SmackDown, but he's not really cutting promos.
No, he's a workhorse.
They don't really have a really good explanation as to why, other than they think because Styles got the video game cover, they wanted him to keep his title a little longer.
Okay.
That's the only speculation.
I just think they're trying to bury CM Punk in his title run that he had a couple years ago. They're going to put Brock past it, now he's done. AJ's gonna pass it. Then I feel AJ's gonna drop it.
Wait, why would they want to bury CM Punk's title run?
Hot kid. Well, let me tell you. There was this whole chart deal, and
there's this whole pipe bomb thing, and you know.
How much of that? So you guys are experts on this kind of stuff. How much of the pipe bomb was real?
That was mostly real.
Yeah.
It was pretty much. The one time where they gave CM Punk an open mic and just said, "Go ahead, go."
Well,
do
why
your
did
thing.
They let him do that?
And he was genuinely unhappy, and I don't know. I don't know. Vince McMahon let him do it. Vince McMahon is willing to take a risk.
That surprised me the most
is
like watching all of, because I watched a video, like a half hour video the other day, catching up on all that CM Punk stuff. Because I remember I kept reading the stories about the trial, and I was like, "What is it?" So I educated myself, and the whole time watching, my thought was just, "Why is Vince McMahon letting all of this happen?"
They were willing to let him do it, and they knew people would watch it.
Well, the era was considered the reality era. They were really trying to blend the fake and what's real line a little bit. But the whole thing that fucking, like, Vince gave him that shot, but Vince will give you payback worse than anybody else. He fired him and his wife on their wedding day, served him their papers, and just all like, "You're fired." Huh?
Didn't Vince say it was a clerical error?
I'm sure. Just coinky dink there.
Vince is not stupid.
Very calculated. I mean,
anybody who walks like that.
The strut. I love the strut.
Love the Vince strut. Like,
it's like, "I don't own all this shit. Fuck all you. You're all here because of me.
Everybody, shut up."
That's wonderful. So, besides Carmella, I don't really think of a pure villain on SmackDown. You're right about that. The Miz is there, but he's feuding with Daniel Bryan.
Samoa Joe. I mean,
Samoa Joe's trying to be because of all them.
He's kind of the anti-hero, though.
It's hard to hate Samoa Joe.
He's the anti-hero. He's just he's a badass.
They really went over the edge, I feel like, with all this family stuff. Like, this is Who's Your Daddy? But then it's like, people are chanting, "Who's Your Daddy?" So I'm like, whose fucking side are they on?
Yeah.
The WWE Universe confuses an old man
that's
like
the
me.
Fans
they flip and flop more than John Kerry. That is the WWE Universe. Good political joke.
2004 election joke.
Take that.
Samoa Joe is just such a powerful character. It's hard to just hate him.
He's a great wrestler.
Yeah. I think they're trying to make Randy Orton a really bad heel, considering he's tearing Jeff Hardy's earlobe off.
Not a regular basis.
Tearing
that
down
is like
sexual harassment lawsuit. Oh my god!
Like, that is like
releasing the viper,
watch,
if you will. Like,
I 100% believe that story.
No, I do too. Randy Orton looks like the douchiest.
Pulling his dick out in the middle of the office.
He did it while he was vaping. As far as I was like, fucking.
He's a bro for sure.
He's like, come take a ride in my BMW real quick. I'll show you something.
Hey, my name's Randy Orton. Are you new here? Yeah, I'm in an office. Look at my dick. Whoa. Well, I don't want to work here anymore.
No. Based on the story, I heard he would put his hand on it and then want to shake your hand and get pissed off when you wouldn't shake his hand.
Fuck that piece of shit.
Like,
I'll tell it to his face. I mean, with, on the inside of a door.
Take that, Randy Orton. Shots fired. Shots fired. But what were some of your guys' favorite reunions ever? Like, because we had the Shield reunion.
I will... This is like a reunion sort of... It was... I think it was July of... Well, when... In Grand Rapids, when they teased the DX return and Triple H pedigreed Shawn Michaels in the middle of the ring.
I did like that.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
I was in the crowd. Truth and I were there with a bunch of our friends, and we were by the entrance.
That's awesome. Oh, so you were there. That one holds true to your heart because you were there.
Huge DX fan.
See, I liked the DX stuff a lot, but they got together and separated more than fucking Van Halen. Yeah. They were just
too many. But I remember they started off the show with Eric Bischoff in the ring, and then Triple H came
Love
down. Shawn Michaels came down. Then later on in the night, and they teased it. Later on in the night, Triple H brings a bag with something in it to Shawn Michaels. He's like, "Put this on. I'll see you out in the ring." And right then, I was like, "Oh my gosh!" I'm like, "You know,
Moe's got a fucking heart." I was like, right 20, there. He's like, "Oh my god, they're doing this
like
thing."
22 years old. I was Six so excited. And then. Then that
good thing you were sitting on the rail there.
So we're sitting there, and then all of a sudden, "Are you ready?" I swear I busted a nut right there.
Jeez,
I was so excited.
He's
and then Anton, they came out, did the whole shtick, and then Triple H just kicks him in the gut, and part of me died.
Back to reality.
Worst yet most brutal pedigree ever, because he jumped up in the air and then instead of bringing him down on knees, it's he just shoved his face down.
Cerebral assassin, y'all.
But then that started one of the greatest rivalries of that year.
Those two put on
killer matches where they just brutalize each other. And then to hear the story in the real life, Shawn Michaels I was coming back from injury and I trusted him. He's the only guy I trusted to not physically kill
Murder
me,
hurt yeah.
me in the ring.
Absolutely. And he continued to put on some of the greatest matches of all time after that.
Yeah, he was back for, another 7-8 years after that? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. How about you, Robert? Some of yours.
You say
the Spirit Squad, I'm going to super kick you right now.
Oh, no. No, I was going to say the DX too, because that's just, such... you can't think of a faction without that being, the iconic...
Yeah.
Then you can kind of bring that back to... Unfortunately, Spirit Squad is involved in this. When Vince was going against Shawn Michaels so hard, and then his ire was eventually pointed at Triple H, sicking the Spirit Squad on Triple H, and then Shawn Michaels threw one of the Spirit Squad out from the entrance.
I'm sure it was Dolph Ziggler. He was trying to get involved with everything. I'm sure it was that motherfucker.
And then when they came back and, they did the cross high five in the ring. And
Then when you brought up, how... It Triple H pedigree Shawn Michaels and separating DX again, bringing up how about memorable faction disbandings? How about how Evolution disbanded?
Yep.
Was that them turning on Randy Orton? The thumbs up, thumbs down thing.
Well, that was Evolution. It was just kicking him out. Evolution stayed around for a little while yet.
Yeah,
but it was Flair, Batista, and Triple H.
Yeah, Batista.
And then they eventually, Batista turned, and they had that whole feud between Batista and Triple H.
Yeah. I remember that.
Nation of Domination, they blew up because of
The Rock.
This guy.
Rocky Maivia.
Yeah, Rocky Maivia.
Yeah.
People used to chant, "Die, Rocky, die" at him. That's how much they hated the people's champ. I think he's number 5 on the Forbes list or something right now.
The Rock was John Cena before John Cena came along.
John Cena wishes he was The Rock. That's as far as I'm concerned.
He does.
That's
he really does.
Do you have any factions that...
I don't have a faction reunion, but I do have a reunion that sticks out to me.
Yeah.
So this is when I was a kid. 6 or something like that. My dad was a very manly, macho kind of guy. Blue-collar guy. Wore Dickies shirts every day of his life. Mm-hmm. And he was a huge wrestling fan back in the late 80s, early 90s, all the way up until the end of the Attitude Era. And I've only ever seen my dad cry twice.
Oh, really?
Once was when he remarried my mom at the 25th wedding anniversary, which is...
Beautiful event.
Yeah, single tear comes out.
One tear.
The other time I saw him cry was in 1991 during WrestleMania 7 when Macho Man Randy Savage and Elizabeth reunited.
Oh, my God, that was beautiful. Oh, my God. 3 claps for that. 1, 2, 3. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was literally we were all watching it. It was the only time they ever ordered a pay-per-view. All of us, me, my sister, my mom, and my dad were all watching together. And we all thought wrestling was real. 1991.
Yeah.
And I remember It's apparently it's not. That's what I keep hearing.
What? Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, I remember.
I don't believe it.
Macho Man gets jumped or whatever by, I can't remember the name of the, who was the woman that like jumped him in the ring?
And then, oh,
Scary Sherry?
Yeah.
Sherry Martel?
Yeah. And then Elizabeth comes out of the stand. And then my mom was the first one, like when Elizabeth comes running out of the crowd, my mom says, Elizabeth's here! She runs into the ring, pulls Sherry off of Macho Man, and then Macho Man just looks around and they hug each other. And I look at my dad and I was like, yeah! And my sister was like, great! My mom was like, oh, that's lovely. And my daddy's just like this. And it's like one thing. And I was like, alright, they did their job.
Solid fist bump. Get them, Randy. It's beautiful. That all culminated with them getting married and everything. And they got married in the ring. It actually went successfully. Yeah. Other weddings inside the wrestling ring.
That was the last wedding that went well.
Stephanie Kane.
Married in the ring? Or?
No. I don't. They got married off camera. No. They got married in real life, and then they were like, oh, you're married.
They had
a celebration.
Uh-huh.
And then Stone Cold came up with the what, and then he would play guitar to Vince McMahon to cheer him up. It was a pretty fun time. It's like, I'm trying to fucking cheer you up and sing you a song here. Listen.
What?
One of my favorite reunions, just a tag team, this past WrestleMania, the Hardy Boys.
Oh, that was great.
Two WrestleManias ago.
I can't keep track.
That was what I was going to
do. That was the last one that I watched.
Yeah, when the New Day hosted.
That was amazing. Because I didn't know. I thought they were still in Impact Wrestling. And
they weren't even really there anymore. They were in New Japan.
In this day and age, to keep... like wrestling fans like us, like not in the know, like oh somebody would have seen
them
there.
The Hardys and the
like,
New Day did a good job of swerving everyone because the New Day they acted like they were about to jump in.
Kofi took his shirt off or whatever and was strutting towards the ring. I'm like, no, Hardy,
not so fast.
Like the Hardys were like swerving media and everything. Like if we're getting on a plane to a different area.
Yeah,
it
had been rumored.
We
so
watched
much.
The documentary.
Yeah, they have a WWE 24 special on the network.
That was after the couple papers.
They show everything about the Hardys. They show Matt dozing off on drugs during an interview.
Yeah.
It's really like holy shit. They show Jeff Hardy. He was at an Impact pay-per-view, and he was high on drugs.
Yeah,
and
Eric Bischoff
comes out to the ring, tells the referee, hey, Sting's gonna win, Scorpion Death Drop, we're out of here.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's something that's kayfabe that doesn't, get seen very often in wrestling. Like, they're like, no. And Jeff Hardy, they dropped him, he's trying to kick out, they're like, no. And the fans are chanting at him, this is bullshit.
And Sting's like, I agree.
Yeah, Sting,
But I'm very happy that they're starting to get their life back together. But if you ignore the DUI that Jeff Hardy got a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Dude, that was that was my return to watching wrestling.
No, nice. Oh my god.
That was a good time, yeah. Holy
crap. I think I might have messaged one of you guys about it.
I think so.
I think I messaged you about it.
Probably. I get very drunk for WrestleMania. I don't believe it or not.
You were more drunk than last WrestleMania. You were drunk, really drunk at that.
That was at the blackout.
That was the blackout. You don't remember anything after John Cena and Nikki Bella.
I was on the Stephanie McMahon plan. When Stephanie McMahon blacked out, I blacked out. And she's the princess. I do what she says. Mm-hmm. So, all right, you guys, let's talk about Constable Corbin right now a little bit. He shaved his hair, he became the Constable of Raw, and now he's going to be in charge because Kurt Angle is just on vacation. What are you booing over here? He's going to be your next WWE champion.
No, he's not.
And it's going to be hard to manage. But
he will never be WWE champion.
Why? Why don't you like him?
Why don't I like him?
Is it the vest? Are you not invested enough in Constable Corbin?
Well, I would just like to say I rock a vest better than he does.
Oh, that's what it is, the vest. It is the vest. I was joking, but
no,
I think
I really hope Corbin does not listen to this podcast because he's going to come after you.
It's fine. I'd let the lone wolf come in.
Let him come.
Deep six him through the table here? That's fine. So long as he signs it on his way out.
It's
if
okay.
He breaks it.
Fellow short people, I'll get Finn Balor on my side. He'll
he just comes out as a demon,
what is that I hear, officially talk about, did I hear the cry of a little bitch,
oh hey now your next WWE champion. And
he did come off like a little bitch. I mean, that was a squash match. That was a few weeks ago on Raw. And then he turned out, come out of them Raw, just like, oh, the lights and the smoke is down.
I loved it. I loved it. The look of shock on his face when he saw Finn Balor, just like.
Yeah, when he saw the demon.
That was my first time ever seeing him as the demon.
Oh, really?
What'd you think?
I thought it was cool. I mean, I thought the match was, man. But I thought I'd always seen like clips of him in like NXT as the demon.
Yeah. If you want to see good demon matches, you have to go to NXT.
We just passed the part in NXT where he first started doing it.
When he won the Undisputed Championship for the first time as a demon, it was wonderful. That was wonderful.
To hear the backstory when he got hurt, that's crazy to go through.
See, if he would have came out as the demon on Monday. He may have won the title.
Oh. Well, as a juggalo, I think he should be painted up all the time.
Of course.
you know.
Yeah, just, if he would have came out.
He'd be undefeated right now.
Monday, he
quick side note. So talk about painting. What the fuck was with Ronda Rousey's face at SummerSlam?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but her hair.
What the fuck was that about?
She looks more and more like Koopa from the Super Mario Bros. Like, every time I see her, Ronda, please don't beat me up. Jeez. Please don't beat me up.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of Ronda Rousey,
sexiest
like,
Koopa ever.
But like that, and I was like really excited for her because I'm like, she's gonna win the fucking title. Like, everybody knew.
Everyone knew going in. We all picked her pretty much.
She fucking came out, and I'm just like, what's up with her face? Like, why is she wearing that makeup? Looks like David Bowie and Lambert. What the hell is happening?
She's David Bowie reincarnated. I get it. Okay. It's pretty freaky.
What about Alexa Bliss? Forget about the baby.
Do you guys see that it's already being advertised for Evolution that Alexa Bliss is going to face Trish Stratus?
Mm-hmm. Trish Stratus? Oh,
really?
Yeah, she's getting back in the ring for the first time in 7 years.
Puppies!
Sorry, I had to.
Puppies.
Oh, that's fine. I'm a huge Jerry Lawler fan.
Her puppies are a little bit smaller. She had them taken off.
Oh, good for her. Mm. Probably better for her back. What is that, from Superbad? When he talks about what Jonah Hill's talking to Michael Cera when they're waiting for McLovin to come out from the liquor store. And he's just like, oh, I heard she had breast reduction surgery. Why would you do that? It's like slapping God in the face. It's like, oh, it's not a whole bad thing. It's like total reconstruction. It's also probably great for her back. We need to get a closer look at these puppies.
We're going in for a closer look. But, she's coming out of retirement. That's going to be huge. I hear Renee's going to be doing the commentary there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be really disappointed if the faction Evolution doesn't reunite, get Ric Flair, Dave Bautista, because he's not making any more Guardians of the Galaxy movies, I hear. Triple H.
He's still signed on. They're just on hold right now.
I hear that movie's probably not going to get made as of right now.
Disney and Marvel put it on hold.
All the actors are like, James Gunn's not coming back, so...
Well, everybody
Everybody
said they're still going to do it except for Batista. Batista was the one person who was like, I will not do this movie.
Batista's still coming at Disney about it. Like,
yeah, he's going hard on Twitter on them. Like, the rest of the cast is pretty measured about it. Batista, you can tell, doesn't have a PR guy.
Yeah, but I don't think he said anything Hulk Hogan bad. I heard it was really, like, terrible, but, like...
No, it was just talking shit about Disney. It's all. I think he compared him to Trump at one point.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go right there.
A slur in itself.
2018, you don't compare people to Trump. Like, jeez. End up in the WWE Hall of Fame and shit. That's fucking terrible. You don't do that.
Is Trump in the Hall of Fame?
Unfortunately, yes.
That was a great storyline, though.
Yeah, I was there at that WrestleMania.
Oh, really?
Where they shaved Vince McMahon's head. I was there. I was rooting for Umaga to beat Bobby Lashley because I wanted to see Trump in all his bald glory.
Yeah,
and I think
that wasn't going to happen.
How often do you think Trump just like pops in tapes of that WrestleMania of the fans chanting for him and stuff?
he absolutely loves it. He got to have like the supermodels on each arm. And
do you know how much money Trump probably paid the WWE?
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. They do a lot of cross promoting. Like they put on a couple of WrestleManias back in the day. Yeah, they're butt buddies.
They're billionaire buddies.
Yeah, they are.
Billionaire butt buddies?
Billionaire butt buddies. Yeah.
Triple B. Fuck the Better Business Bureau. That's what the billionaire butt buddies. Newest faction coming at you. Everybody has a price. We can buy that. Shut up and smell my money.
You heard it here first, folks. The next big faction, billionaire butt buddies.
I mean, that gives Trump something to do after impeachment, I guess. So.
But speaking of ladies in wrestling, our current general manager of this podcast, The Rock, Lil Dia,
The Rock,
is not here right now, but she played a little game with us last week where she was comparing professional wrestlers to rocks.
Because she's a geologist.
Yes.
Like you mentioned.
Rock. Yes.
It's very interesting.
And we compared Dolph Ziggler to Talk, And I want to redact that because I would like to call him the kidney stone of pro wrestling. That is Dolph Ziggler. Nobody wants him, but he just keeps poking at you.
He's popping up on all kinds of media now. He was on Roast Battle.
Yeah.
He was on an episode of Wildin' Out.
He considers himself a stand-up comic, and as an open micer, I am insulted by
that. Yeah, there was that one. Was that Raw where he's all like, I can't be here too long. I got a spot at Caroline's. I need to go perform.
Caroline's? I've never seen a stand-up. His Roast Battle was fine. I'm one of those people, I'm very skeptical if he has a writer. I don't know how good he is.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Because his Roast Battle was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, he's pretty funny. Uh-huh. But then I saw him on like Wildin' Out and I was like, meh. And then I want to like Google some of his stand-up because I just have a hard time believing anybody who is like famous for something else is good at stand-up.
I feel like more storytelling. Like I've seen Mick Foley do stand-up.
Mm-hmm. And it's also good storytelling.
He's got about three solid punchlines in there. And he comes out and he tells you that. He's like, I've got three punchlines. We're going to get to them. And I use like one bad piece of language and we got a counter right over here. But it's pretty much talking about him in the ring, what he's done since, him being Santa Claus, and then, you know, just...
That's a good documentary on Netflix, too.
He takes a question and answer section, so it's kind of like a Comic-Con event when McFoley comes through.
Yeah.
I would assume it'd be similar to that.
But, like, I wouldn't mind going to see that because he doesn't bill it as, like, he comes up front and says what it is.
Yeah, I think Dolph's trying to be more of an actual stand-up comedian. Yeah.
Well, I was talking to Stu McAllister. He said he did stand-up with McFoley before. He's like, nobody moves merch like McFoley. I've never seen it done like that before. And I would think that's a testament to pro wrestling.
Yeah, I can.
All you do is move product. Your catchphrase is old? Come up with a new one. We're going to put it on a t-shirt. Yeah. Can't come up with a catchphrase? We're going to put your face on it. That gets old? We're going to put your ass on it. Ask Billy Gunn. So let's talk about the ratings since Mustache just walked out of here. We need the numbers guy. Where is he at?
You have the numbers.
Oh, I don't know how to read them.
Oh, okay.
That's what a 2 looks like.
Oh, okay. What's that mean?
It's a little bit like a cursive Q.
That's kind of shitty.
Okay, so we talked about this on the last episode. The after SummerSlam, Raw got 3.09 million viewers, and SmackDown got 2.437 million.
Yes.
Raw competed against the VMAs. SmackDown competed against a bunch of bad Trump news, and the cable news was on fire.
Oh, that's true.
That was mentioned in both articles.
What did the VMA's numbers do?
The VMA's got 2.25 million.
Take that, Nicki Minaj.
Well, fuck the VMA's. I didn't know they were still around.
No. Yeah, well, when you start doing them on Mondays, you're really...
Yeah, not on Monday. It used to be Sunday or Saturday.
Sundays at 8 are what they used to be.
Yeah.
Side note, though, it really pissed me off that they still have to edit rap lyrics on MTV. I'm all like, the people watching MTV are mostly millennials in my age, and with the internet... And the things you can hear and say on there, I just think that they should be able to say naughty words
on
there.
I think that people 17 and under don't even know, they don't even use TV.
They treat MTV like I used to treat VH1. That is the way that I look at it.
Somebody posted on Facebook about the VMAs the other day, and it was like it was some girl I went to high school with, and it was something like, watching the VMAs right now, and their quality's just gone down. And then I commented, I was like, I didn't know that the VMAs were still around.
Yeah.
And then she's like, remember when we were younger and they were better? I'm like, do you think we were just dumber when we were younger?
Or were the drugs better? Who knows?
I'm pretty sure the show's never been good.
But they're just putting on the same show. J-Lo is there. Why is J-Lo there?
What has she done
since... She actually was receiving, like, a Lifetime Achievement Award.
For what? Shit she did 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Ja Rule was there, and they did that.
Ja Rule was there?
He was there.
Did anybody ask for their money back for Fire Festival?
Well, I think he needed the money. That's why.
I forgot about that.
They're like, you need... Give him $50. Like, it's fine.
What's my motherfucker? Yeah. Give him my money back!
I'm out. Who else was there? I know face tattoos are in right now.
Oh my god! Don't even call those face tattoos. They look like I've seen the memes where they say they look like the fucking top of a desk in like elementary school.
Yeah,
they just got random numbers and little fucking sticker looking pictures on their goddamn faces. Fuck those goddamn kids that are ruining good clean hip hop music.
Yeah, that's right. Good face tattoos, Mike Tyson. That's the kind of shit we want.
It's a solid face tattoo. The best part about that face tattoo is he was gonna get more. But
yeah, with like Post Malone with Aerosmith. So he did Rockstar. They had Rockstar.
Was that any good? I saw the article.
You saw it.
One of them was good. The feature in it I didn't like. I liked the guy that started the thing. The guy that. I don't know anybody's name because I'm so fucking old. I don't know. I'm a juggalo. If you're not fucking AMB, Twisted, or ICP, I don't know who the people are anymore.
I think that was Post Malone.
Okay.
Post Malone's the one who looks like a homeless person.
The one that was wearing the onesie, I liked. And the one that just looked like a regular rapper, I didn't.
Post Malone is like Dashboard Confessional for like white millennials.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see all these guys at WrestleMania this year, because I know we're going to have some crappy...
Some halftime artists. Hey, it was better than Pitbull 2 years ago, so...
Well, this is 305? I don't know. How does Pitbull get away with wearing a suit fucking everywhere? He lives in Miami, Florida. He's got to be just covered in sweat all the time.
He's got like 8 backups.
He's a
like,
cool
he does wardrobe changes.
He's just got AC running.
Just water cool pump.
It's just tattooed on. It's what it is. It's flesh colored. So we all watched Raw and SmackDown. Which did we think was better?
Raw or SmackDown?
Yes.
Yeah. SmackDown.
Thought SmackDown was better?
Yeah, but it was close. It was much closer than it was in, like, a month or two ago, when Raw was just crap.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, Bobby Lashley's sisters just were drawing people in.
Yeah, that was actually, if you look at the numbers, like, Bobby Lashley's sisters were, like, falls off a cliff. And it's...
Yeah, I only watched the highlights, but from the highlights, I will say, I think I'm going to go Raw.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say it's by much, just because of the Shield thing.
Yeah.
Yep. The fact that Reigns defended his title the night after SummerSlam.
That's true, too. The Universal Championship hasn't been defended on Raw ever.
Ever, yeah.
Ever. So this was history, and then you had the reunion, them just taking Strowman out.
So does Strowman still have Money in the Bank?
He does. Yeah. Okay. He does. Until the bell rings, and Mike Chioda figures it out. They're gonna.
So that was a long pause.
I liked how they worked him cashing in without him actually cashing in. I like that. Because you still keep the storyline of him.
It made you want to watch Raw the next day because you're like, oh, is he gonna cash it in? Or like, what's gonna happen?
If they do it too many times where the guy cashing in either gets screwed over, the importance of Money in the Bank is gonna go away and they're gonna eventually not do it anymore. Because what's the point of winning Money in the Bank if you're constantly gonna get screwed over or you're gonna lose every match? Because the last year, Baron Corbin won it, and we all.
What's wrong with that? You ain't gonna scoff at that.
He did not end up being your next WWE champion.
Cheese and rice, everybody.
Although I will say, I don't like how all of a sudden Braun Strowman is very human.
Mm.
Yeah,
he was the monster.
Yeah,
like he was just murdering Kevin Owens. Like he choked on Kevin Owens on the ramp during SummerSlam.
Oh my gosh.
Biggest bump I've seen in years. Yeah. Like,
well, and then totally.
Kevin Owens' children felt that. Like that was a choke slam.
He threw him off the top of the cage.
That was another doozy. Like, oh, he won that match, by the way. I'm just saying. Kevin Owens won that match.
And
suck on that, Robert. No, you can air quote all you want. The record book shows Kevin Owens won that match.
But did he really win it?
I don't think Kevin Owens felt like he won.
I just think he should get a shot at the Universal title because of that.
Just like, do you really win if the winner goes to the hospital and the loser goes home?
Cage matches are worth more points, you guys. Come on. Check the record books.
I think if Roman Reigns continues to defend the Universal title on Raw, I think... Not only will the crowd... Obviously, the universe is behind him because he's got Shield with him.
Yeah.
But I think that they might get behind him as a solo if he actually is a fighting champ.
I can actually agree with that, I think that would help Raw, the whole product. I think Roman Reigns was bringing it down before, and now it's...
Yep. Well, people don't like stuff shoved down their throat. Anything manufactured and just, like, eat it or wear it. Like, they're going to be like, oh, wear it. Fuck it. I don't care. Like,
going back,
that's how a lot of people get into porn, I hear.
Eat it or wear it.
Yeah. going back to how Braun was the monster and then he's become very human, I wonder if the Shield attacking him Monday night is going to bring the monster back.
Well, that definitely...
Or if that's what they're trying to do.
We're getting the Shield feuding with Braun. Like, Roman has backup now.
Yeah.
And, like, extreme backup. So is Braun going to try and hook up with Finn Balor here, or is he just going to take him on 3-on-1?
3-on-1 is what I'm hoping for.
I think it's going to be 3-on-1, and I think Strowman should be able to beat them 3-on-1. If they want to maintain him being
the monster,
like he needs to beat all three of them.
And then, like,
it'll give him box office appeal, because that's what Brock had. Brock was the beast. Like he was never on TV because nobody could even touch him. Like he's beat everybody. You put him in the ring, he destroys everybody. Like, oh my god, I want to see it again. Is he going to be beaten? Nope. John Cena's dead. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll try again next time.
See, he's coming back, apparently.
Yeah, he's going to... I think he's going to fight in Australia, which is...
October 6th at 4 a.m. Eastern
time. So we're going to have a rager.
I'll be working.
Really? At 4 in the morning.
To stay with the Polish theme, it is Pulaski weekend.
It will be Pulaski weekend.
It's Pulaski weekend.
So I'm going to host karaoke Friday night.
And then after
4 a.m., we're going to have a...
A tame
slumber party is what I'm calling it. Right. We're gonna nap and then get up, walk down to Kosciuszko Hall down here, and have a couple of Polish muds for breakfast and Polish plates. It's gonna be great.
Probably be asleep by 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
What is
right.
Polish mud?
Polish mud is the equivalent of a frosty,
like
and
a coffee frosty,
but with alcohol, like
Kahlua.
That sounds delicious.
So, yes, if you guys aren't doing anything on
the
6th of October...
Well, the best thing is I'm never doing anything at 4 a.m. So.
That's awesome. That's when I do my best
work. Like, I got a gig at 4:25.
I gotta get out of here.
4:20, let me tell you. Yeah. I do my best work.
4:20 a.m. gig. You get booked for pretty
that's
much...
Right.
You're the first person they call.
That's really good money. 4:20 gigs.
So, what else is... I wanted to discuss here... was NXT, and I watched about 6 months of that since the last time we discussed this.
Yeah, and, you're flying through it. I can't even keep up with
we're to the next takeover, Unstoppable. The graphic looks like Thanos got to it.
Yeah. I'm worried.
Which is it perfectly balanced?
No, it
just disintegrates as you see it, it goes up.
Oh, really?
And then I'm all like, whoa, it did survive.
So it doesn't feel so good.
Yeah. Thanos hit us way back in 2015, so I'm thinking that Infinity War is a documentary, and I'm going I'm gonna figure out what happens here when the next movie comes out. Mm-hmm. But
time travel.
Doc Brown's gonna show up. Marty, we gotta stop Thanos.
I'll be like, yes.
The ultimate crossover.
He's heavy, man. running lap.
The capacitor's flexing in this thing, man.
Talking about Infinity Wars, Marvel Universe is a whole other podcast.
Let's jot this down as another one.
Well,
of,
not really. Seth Rollins had the Infinity Gauntlet.
Did
boots.
That was the best.
He was cosplaying. I didn't know what it was.
I showed up during the match, so I didn't catch it until the next day. I was like, oh my gosh, that's the coolest thing ever.
Did he have, like, Infinity Stones in
he
it?
Did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, where were they? Were they in the bottom of it, or where were they?
I'll pull it. They were on the foot.
Yeah, come on, research department.
Didn't he have, like, left shoulder pad was gold, too, or something like that? Because I remember part of his top half of his body was gold.
Maybe a top shoulder. He kind of looked like a Power Ranger a little bit. He usually resembles the White Ranger every time I see him.
Yep.
Fucking hate Tommy. Worst Power Ranger ever.
Tommy's the only Power Ranger still doing work.
He's still getting gigs. He goes to Comic Con and stuff. What? He's a little bitch. Fucking.
What? Because he got brainwashed a couple times?
Yeah. Little bitch.
He's always the strongest.
He played the flute.
He's always the strongest Power Ranger.
Bitch.
Come on now.
Through a helmet, by the way. That's talent.
Yeah. Like, through it, right?
Yeah.
But NXT, yeah, we were talking about that before this. But the Infinity Gauntlet, my head's spinning here, you guys. Like,
I can't still not get to find a really great picture.
Yeah. Oh, here's the top half of him.
Yeah, if you got a better one.
So okay, yeah, he did resemble Thanos.
And then he had
the
boot on.
Okay,
I thought I saw some like stones on the like toes, like.
Well, no wonder the stomp worked. Jeez.
That match was fucking great, too.
That was really good. That thing they did off the top rope.
Reverse suplex?
Yes.
That's the thing. You can say what you want about Dolph.
I will say what I want about Dolph. Little bitch. Little bitch.
Except for maybe Kevin Owens now.
It's like fucking Ant-Man, Dolph Ziggler. Little bitch.
That's why he's gotten where he is.
Speaking of Ant-Man and Infinity War, you know why Ant-Man wasn't in Infinity War, right?
Why is that?
Because he can just shrink down to the size of an ant, go inside Thanos' ear, shrink to a human size, kill Thanos.
Mm. Have you seen the new Ant-Man movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering.
You've seen the end, I'm sure.
Yes. Have we all seen?
I haven't seen Ant-Man. Yeah.
Mustache, you son of a bitch!
Sorry.
What?
You son of a bitch. You hadn't seen it yet.
Oh. Neither has he.
Well.
So we're not going to talk about it.
Air Force.
Son of a bitch.
Space Force.
Get caught up.
Space Force. But NXT is picking up speed. Kevin Owens made his debut, took out Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. I'm loving that whole feud.
So what year are you in NXT though?
2015.
You started in late 13, right?
Yes.
Because
I was on the network.
Yeah.
When the network
right
started,
now,
that's what
the
was there, and that's what I.
Right now on the network, you can go farther back.
You can go back to when they did like
reality show style NXT.
You can see Curtis Axel go against Baron Corbin and somebody else playing a trivia game. Yep. Like it's amazing. They do like a Ninja Warrior thing, like.
But you didn't watch those. You started where it was at the time.
It was if it was available, I would have done it. But
so it was like mid 2013.
Yeah, I'm not going back. I'm going forward.
Yep. You're 2 years down after what we've been trying for. Yeah. Like almost.
Hideo Itami's tearing it up. He just won that tournament for WrestleMania and was in the Giant. They did like a documentary on him. I was really impressed with that. And
the production quality was good.
After watching that, I would expect Hideo Itami to just be like the biggest thing like in wrestling
right
now.
It just seems like I don't know.
I think he's on 205 Live right now. Like right now he is still.
Yeah.
ice cream man is going by right now. I'm
ice
sorry.
Cream man.
I'm sorry. I'm 12 years old at heart. I am.
Yeah, I mean, you already know you don't. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but you already know he gets injured at some point.
Yeah, I hear he gets hurt for like a year.
Yeah, which is why he.
And he comes back.
That's the problem when you're watching NXT fucking 3 years ago. You can't bitch about spoilers.
Somebody, you're like, okay. He comes back in a minute and then he gets hurt again.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
He got hurt and he was out for so long and then he comes back and got hurt again, which is why he's not that big.
Do you guys think it's the WWE style that did it?
I think it could be.
Or do you think it's wear and tear? Or what is it?
Probably, you know. Because
the style is very different. The WWE style is not the Japan style.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of wear and tear on him.
Mm-hmm. Just years of wear and tear. Because he's up there. I did not know he was the guy that created the GTS, which is CM Punk's finishing move.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, because fans were chanting at him, GTS. Yep. He wasn't doing
it. He created
it. He wasn't doing it. Then finally, WrestleMania weekend, he did it. I was like, oh my God! He did the thing!
Then he did it. He busted what's his face's face. Oh my gosh.
He was spanky.
What?
I don't know. You haven't seen it. Well, because when he was on a Raw where he did the GTS.
Wait, he hurt somebody with it?
Paul London. Kendrick.
Oh, one of the blue guys.
Ryan Kendrick, yeah.
Yeah.
Kendrick. And he busted his face, and so they outlawed the move. Like, they're not doing the move anymore.
It's like the pile driver, only every once in a while.
Other thing of note from NXT you're at, you finally got to a point where they left Full Sail University. They went to Columbus.
Gross.
That's the first place they went.
Super gross.
You were very unhappy with
and
that.
And Chad's favorite wrestler, Sasha Banks, lost to Alexa Bliss. What the hell?
How far are we
what the hell,
podcast?
Sasha?
Yeah, how far are we into the podcast? And we just now
like
mentioned
45
Showtime.
Minutes.
It took 45 minutes.
Three claps for Showtime, Schultz here. He wanted to be here, but he's under the weather, so we got to talk about him a little bit.
Yeah. We'll only mention a couple times that he's a big fan of Sasha Banks.
Last episode, he says he's not taking any more time off.
And what
this
did he
episode
do?
Takes time off. I see how it is.
Sounds like a real part-timer to me.
Sounds like breach of contract.
Mm-hmm. I said
that's why
first.
He's not getting them damn quarters.
I said it here first. Mike Logan says, Chad Showtime Schultz is a part-timer.
Oh! You can read that on my Twitter, @TruckerShitLOL. You got a Twitter, Mike Logan?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
@IceColdComedian, which is the same name for all my social media.
Oh, that's very convenient. We should do that sometime.
I thought about that when I first started my... Because I had started Twitter like 3 years ago. Like, pretty new. Yeah. I started Instagram like the same time.
Okay.
And so when I made all my social media, like my YouTube channel, I was like, I'm going to keep the same name for all of it. Because I'm going to be famous.
All right.
And it would make the most sense to do that.
Yeah.
The problem with my Twitter is I can't get... It's just my last name because I got it like right when it came out.
What, @Mustache?
@Goad.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been very aware of, since a young age, when I first started learning to write, like to sign my name, I chose to sign, to create a signature that was really fast for when I get famous and sign a lot of autographs.
Yeah,
like, legit, like I'm always, in the back of my mind, I was like, everything I'm doing, I'm planning for being famous.
Right.
Even when I was like 6.
Speaking of autographs, have you guys ever seen Donald Trump's autograph?
It's horrible.
It's just lies.
It's so arrogant.
It's just lies.
It's like the most arrogant autograph. I'm going to take up as much space as possible.
Shortest name, longest signature.
Look how long. It's very virile, that signature it is.
It's wonderful. It's fantastic.
Other things I'm with NXT you're watching right now, Blue Pants.
Blue Pants!
Loving the Blue Pants.
Ba 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 da! Ba 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 da! That's their music. Big Cast singing
Big Cast
the Price is Right,
the
theme,
Price
song.
Is Right theme song is their music.
It's amazing. I don't know what happened to her, but I want her
I
to
wish
be
she like it became WWE a named wrestler.
I don't want anybody to look it up and spoil me as to what happened to Blue Pants, because I hope she becomes NXT champion someday, but
you have to, you
remember, I don't
you
think
you
so
remember the Fall Girl Blue Pants?
Yeah, okay,
you
remember.
Yeah.
She beat Carmella, former women's champion, so she can get the job done. Emma's on there right now. She's doing the arm thing, but she's not happy about it.
No.
So, like, I was on the main roster, but they sent me back here down to do this bullshit. Mm-hmm. And she stole Bayley's clothes. Like, I know a lot of people want to do that, but you can't do that. Like, that's not right.
I know Ryan Lathan.
I know. Oh, shots fired. I'm telling you Sunday.
Am I the only one that thinks Bayley is very meh?
I'm
as far as,
on
like,
there.
The looks department.
Yeah.
When it comes to wrestlers,
I'm a Liv Morgan guy. I swear by Liv Morgan.
When it comes to wrestlers who are, like, good looking, I've always felt like Bayley and Shawn Michaels are like the two where I'm just like, Shawn Michaels, I never understood why, like, he's just a sexy boy. I've never gotten that.
Because he was in Playgirl magazine. That's what it is. Yeah, people have seen the goods. And
I always see him, and like, even when I was younger, I was like, this guy looks like a like the dude down the street from me. Like,
seems like doing it for me.
I swear by Peyton Royce.
You swear by Peyton Royce? Did you hear what Meltzer said about him?
Last episode, we had a long discussion about it.
On his podcast, he called her fat in so many ways and pretty much said that she needs to... She's not as big as she is on the main roster because she's put on a couple pounds. And you shouldn't do that! That is bad! Bad Meltzer!
You can't tell somebody to lose weight, but you can tighten it up.
Meltzer is a bad soul.
Bad.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell Showtime you said that.
Yeah, Chant's a big fan, so
he's a Meltzer disciple.
He was trying to defend. It was like
he's smoothing over.
He was trying to smooth it over last episode a lot. He's like, "What's acceptable?"
Well, if part time was here, he could defend.
No, part time.
Chant, part time. Throw that in the thread. That's funny.
He's right up there with the MIA train. I like it.
Part time Schultz, who wants to be the husband of Sasha Banks.
Do I follow you guys on Twitter?
I hope so. Let's I'm at Trebuchet. Right, oh, I know I follow you on Twitter because you're always doing
You said that there's two things that you can't do. You can't make me do something, and you can't make me like Sasha Banks because you already do.
He doesn't like her.
But he loves her.
Sitting in a tree. FUCKING.
At Trebuchet.
At Trebuchet.
LOL.
Oh, LOL. Yeah. Because I thought it was funny, and at Trebuchet was taken by some dick who likes to fucking launch it or pumpkins or something. But I'm coming for that guy.
The living legend.
That's right. I'm a big Liv Morgan fan.
Award?
It's clickbait.
And then what's the name of this? Does this podcast have a Twitter?
We have a Facebook page.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. We had a Twitter.
We do?
At Oily Titus O'Neil.
Oh, that's right. This is before Titus O'Neil slipped under the ring and everything. He used to come out and just be like baby oiled up like crazy.
Yeah. No baby oil.
So we came out with a fake Twitter account at
Oily Titus O'Neil. We wanted to get it on like the ticker at the end of the
page. And he has great classic tweets like, oops, I slipped.
it was all like that, yeah.
And we totally should have tweeted something out during the Greatest Royal Rumble because he literally slides underneath the ring. And now he's known as Titus World Slide. If he doesn't come out with Titus Slip and Slides before the end of his career, he's not marketing himself correctly. That's all I'm saying.
That could be the greatest thing that's ever happened to him is tripping.
Botchamania was the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But no, we should get a different Twitter account for the show.
Yeah, we should probably work on it. We do have a Facebook, the Undisputed Podcast.
Chad hangs out on Twitter all the time.
He lives
probably hanging out there right now.
He lives on Twitter. That's where he is right now. Eats, breathes, tweets, repeats. Mm-hmm. Hangs out with all the twats on the tweets.
Wasn't that what's his face's first tweet? Steve Martin?
What was that?
His first tweet was like, I'm tweeting at all you twittering twats or something.
I hope so. I hope that. I hope that's true.
I love Steve Martin.
Well, mm-hmm. All right, guys. I believe we are at final thoughts.
I think that's a great time.
Hit us up, Mustache, with your final thoughts.
It's great for all of us to get together and talk about wrestling. I'd like to have Mike Logan on the show today. Hopefully you can come to a party we throw for... What's the next one?
Is it Evolution X or is Hell in a Cell next?
Hell in a Cell. Chicken Fest.
Hell in a Cell! You have to say it like Eric Bischoff.
The 16th of September, Chicken Fest.
Chicken Fest.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to show up with my best bucket and try and take it down.
I'm trying to buy Chicken Fest.
Is what I'm trying to do. I don't make anything.
It never worked.
I made some amazing...
It worked for the Colonel.
Chickens on the grill the other day. Chicken wings. Full boys.
Oh, yeah?
Made a nice marinade. It was a nice soy sauce, sesame seed, lime juice marinade. Oh,
man.
Bruiser.
Giving us your Martha Stewart impression.
We got a burn gift for that one.
Hell yeah.
Brooke the Bruiser instead of Burn. I said part time Schultz.
Final thoughts, Robert Space Force.
I mean, not much to say. I talked a lot about it. It was a good discussion. Part time needs to get back and become full time Schultz.
I'm calling it part time.
Good Kielbasa.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Three claps for D real quick, you guys. Mom.
D. Ambrose.
Yes.
D. Ambrose.
Feeding all of us heathens over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And blessing us with rosaries and Justin Bieber.
We got the Justin Bieber too.
Let's see the Shield feud with Braun tomorrow.
Yes, awesome. Is it weird to me that the Justin Bieber toothbrushes vibrate? Like, is that... Is that
do they vibrate? I don't know.
They play
that's
a
whole different... That is not a toothbrush. It's a toothbrush for...
Air quotes.
For
air quotes.
Growing girls.
Final thoughts, Mo.
Well, we... You know, I'm excited to see where this goes with the Shield. You know, are they going to go heel? I don't know. But I'm excited. But I got to kind of mention this. We're approaching WrestleMania season already.
What? What? No, we're not.
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series is next.
But after
Royal Rumble is the official start of WrestleMania.
There's kind of like they start planting seeds, it seems.
That's
like.
A good
that's
point.
Fair.
That's a fair assessment, yeah.
AJ and Samoa Joe, I think this feud is going to extend to WrestleMania.
That may be, but the official road to WrestleMania does not start until Royal Rumble.
The unofficial.
I think with
starts.
A lot of the
unofficially,
women...
Unofficially, that's fine.
Most.
Say whatever.
With a lot of the women's storylines right now, they're like planting seeds for Evolution more than they are WrestleMania. Yeah. But
do you guys tag championships at Evolution.
Women's tag championships.
Yes,
is what I want.
I do.
Do you guys think we're going to get Becky, Charlotte, and Hell in a Cell?
I do.
Inside the Hell in a Cell?
Yes.
Do you want it?
Yes.
I want it
so bad.
So bad.
Those women can work. It could be a great match.
They'd
be better than
They already
Sasha.
Broke precedent with Charlotte.
It has to be better than
Charlotte Sasha.
Oh. Sorry, Chad. Sorry, didn't mean to trash your girl there like that.
Had to do it. Sorry. Not sorry.
Final thoughts, Mike Logan.
This was fun. I'm really excited to be back into wrestling. I think it's a good time to jump back.
It is. The product has really gotten better.
I'm looking forward to the Shield, seeing what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens to Braun. Mm-hmm. I love the New Day of Tag Team Champs again.
Oh my God,
that was great.
That was
five.
Mentioned until now.
Five times.
I love New Day. I love New Day because they're so fucking weird.
Yeah, totally.
They're like the last weird thing left in WWE.
It's three guys that you're watching. You're like, these guys are legitimately enjoying what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like they're like nerds. Like, because you know Xavier Woods has his up down down YouTube channel. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of it.
It's video game podcast where
they have a lot of wrestlers on there for video games. One
maybe in a tournament.
Maybe a podcast. If you guys are into movies, any listeners into movies, and like to hear my buttery voice, make sure you listen to This Better Be Good podcast I host with fellow comedian Garrett Elzinga, where we review a movie before seeing it and again after seeing it.
Nice!
We just passed our 20th episode.
Nice! Congratulations!
Wow. Thank you. Also subscribe to my YouTube channel, High School Comedian.
Yes, do all that. Alright, I guess that leaves me in the last trebuchet in the room here. Thank you very much, Mike Logan, for being here. We hope to have you back sometime. Hopefully we'll get you out to one of these fests. I'm looking forward to Raw and SmackDown coming up this week. Special thanks to Dee for making all the kielbasa. Liv Morgan, hit me up at Trebuchet LOL. If you would like me to be your next NWA champion, please donate to my GoFundMe. Check it out. AJ, Double J, Trebuchet. How good does that sound together? Wonderful. I am Trebuchet. We'll see you guys next time. Trebuchet out.